welcome to ReachMahjong.com's fairly weekly podcast.
This is like our third week in a row of being weekly.
We are on fire.
We are. We're doing awesome. I'm so proud of us.
Does not get any more amazing than us. Let's see. How'd your week go?
Good. Yeah. Well, pretty good.
Yeah.
Then it sucked, but the good part was longer than the sucky part.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. This was sort of an uneventful. Well, all right, it actually could have been an eventful week of Mahjong for me, except I got a part in a drama.
Woo! Which ReachMahjong.com tweeted about.
Yes. That was pretty cool. And so then, because of that, I had to go for stuff, costume fitting, and a little bit of practice and whatever, blah blah blah. So
it's pretty
It is pretty cool, and it is like the thing in Japan. Like if you're an actor, if you get to be invited into this drama, it's a career changing thing. Except somehow it doesn't quite seem to work that way for the foreigners. To be fair, also I don't have a part kind of like the Japanese people that end up having, you know, whose careers are changed by being in it, definitely end up getting also much considerably larger parts.
Well, in order to do that, you're going to have to get a different agency, I think.
Yeah, that's probably true. But it is still fun. And it's actually my third time in this drama, so it's kind of cool.
Nice.
I have a little history. So that's why I was not playing in the Saikyosen qualifier for the Saikyosen Pro qualifier. But somebody else did play. And,
I played.
Yes, that somebody else. The other person in this podcast played. And you did pretty well, yeah?
Dude, I kicked ass. And the thing is, like, although I did get lucky.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, but...
I really felt like I was, like, really thinking about things and thinking strategically and playing strategically. And I feel like then I had the luck on top of that, so it made it, like, really optimal.
Well, I mean, all right, to be fair... Winning means you got lucky. It just means that, but it also, you know, you have to play so that when you get lucky, you still win.
Right.
So, when you choose the move that makes you win 70% of the time instead of the move that would make you lose 30% of the time, that's making the right play. You're still going to lose 30% of the time, but you still made the right play, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, way to go.
So I drew a lot of gutshot Kanchan winners.
Oh, yeah?
Which never happens for me. Usually I can't even win the three-sided way.
So do you feel like, since you were winning hands that are, you know, you'd think of as being more difficult to win, were you playing differently at all, or, like, were you playing sort
well,
of
yeah,
the
in
way
that sense, so I was, like, reaching on those hands, which normally
so
I might not.
You were attacking a lot harder than you normally would.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Was there a reason for that?
It was just, like, really tight. I think a lot of the other players were really good.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like they play a lot more than me and uh-huh. probably discuss with other pros a lot more than I do. So I just feel like they're more experienced than me. So I probably was more aggressive.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is that it was really tight, so I could be in first place with 50,000 points, and there'd be somebody right on my tail the entire time. So I really had to be aggressive, or I really had to just pick my spots. Like, sometimes I couldn't be aggressive, you know? So I did fold a lot during the first four games, and then I happened to pick the right spots. Of course, partially luck, and partially, hopefully, my strategic thinking. But...
Well, so what were some of the reasons that you chose to attack in places that you normally wouldn't have, but you did, and it worked out for you?
So one place I was down to, like, 6,000 points, and...
So you'd lost a lot of points that game.
Yeah, we started with 25,000.
Right.
And the top gets... They have the Oka, so the top gets 50, plus 50.
Plus 50.
On top of their score.
Wow.
So first place is really, really important.
Yes, no
kidding.
In
this game, and... Not getting a negative is even more important.
Uh-huh.
And so I was down to 6,000, and one girl was just, like, taking it away. And this was the second game. So I'd gotten first in the first game, and then the second game, I'm like, yeah, there you go. The win in the first game, and of course I get, like, really last total negative in the second game. Just completely wasted my entire first game. And then but I was the last dealer, so that was lucky. And then I reached in the south round first hand, and ended up drawing my winner. And then I just won a couple more hands that were like Mongon, and I ended up only 20,500 points, but in second place. So that's still a positive. I still got plus point 0.5. Yeah. So I was hanging on there.
You came back a lot.
Yeah, in the first game actually, the player to my left just drew something or won from someone else, or I don't know what. She had like 12,000 extra points already. And then I ended up taking first place away from her. Uh-huh. And she took first away from me again. Oh. And then I took first away from her again. And then she took it one more time before I finally got first to end the game.
What a battle.
It was crazy. That was, yeah. And she was actually on my table in the fourth game, too, because what they did is the first three games we played, and then all the negative people went home.
Talk about that a little. I don't understand what the format was at all.
Okay, so for the girls, there were only about 56 people, I think. 50, whatever the multiple of four is. It's 56, yeah. And out of those, five people would make it to the best eight. And then there were three people that won in regionally. And came for the top eight.
Okay.
So, five from Tokyo and three from the rest of Japan, basically.
Interesting.
And then, so you had to be in the top five after four games. But after three games, I guess they figure anyone who's negative doesn't have a chance at the top five. So anyone negative had to go home. And the remaining people, unless they needed someone to fill a table. So maybe a couple negative people were there, I don't know. And then the rest of us, they placed us at tables by score. So I was in second place at that time after the third game. So at my table was the second place, sixth place.
Wow, so that's a pretty impressive result there. To be in the top five of 56 after three games, that's well done.
Thank you. The third game, I was really pushing for first place in that one, too. I think that one I just kept winning and winning. I just couldn't. I couldn't not win the hand. So the fourth game, it was. I think my table was second place, sixth place, tenth place, and 14th place. And then, because it was like one through. Maybe it was more than that. It was one through seven. There's seven tables, so I guess it would be first place, eighth place. Or second place, I'm sorry, ninth place, something like that. Second, ninth. +7, +7, 16, 23, something like that. And so basically, it's mostly me and the seventh place person that have a shot at making to the top five.
Yeah, obviously,
right?
The other players are going to be playing to win. I mean, they're just going to be going for really big hands most of the time, probably. Yeah.
Right, and they ended up being east and south starting players. So by the time I was west, and the seventh place player was, or eighth place player, whatever she was, was north. So she was the last dealer, and I was the second last dealer. So by the time it got to my deal in the south round, the other two players were just trying not to discard into anybody. They were just playing Jamashinai.
Yeah.
And maybe they were, I think actually when during my deal, they were going for like Yakumon hands. It looked like they were both going for Kokushi during that time. So I'm sure they were. Because if they did get a Yakumon, then in my deal, they would have a chance of getting another Yakumon in the last hand. And with first place, with plus 50 with first place, that's so huge that that's really big. But we ended up loaning them 30,000 points between us, me and the other ninth place player. So they were both really negative. So by the end, they were just like, okay, I guess I'm just not going to do anything. And so it's just between me and the last dealer. And she ended up renchaning. I mean, because nobody else is going to win a hand, so I either have to win a hand, or she can't be tenpai.
Right.
That's the only options. And I got tenpai in two of the hands, and just couldn't win. And then she won one of the hands, so then she pulled ahead of me. I was ahead of her by, 100 points when we ended the last hand.
Well, that sounds a lot like the way that the last hand on the final table for me at... I just nail biter. And it's annoying too, right? That the game shouldn't be like that. It should be it's supposed to be a 4-person game. Yeah. For it to suddenly become a 2-person game.
It makes it really hard. I mean, of course I knew they were playing like that, so I could at least understand that when I was playing, but That was so frustrating because I was in I was ahead.
Right.
Going into that situation. There's just nothing I could do. I mean, I think I actually played the best that I could in those two hands or three hands that we had. So she pulled into first place for that game. Mm-hmm. But like I said, we had loaned 30,000 points between us.
Uh-huh.
And so I think I was like, I still had plus, I had like 50,000 points, 48,000 or something. So I was still plus 28 for that game.
That's still pretty big.
Yeah, so I had like 136 in second place or 100, yeah.
So you're holding on to second place then in for the entire standings?
Well, right there, so I had 136 plus 30, I got 165 or something like that. And the first place person had 190 something going in, and she ended up with just over 200. So she must have gotten second place as well. And then the player to my right in the last game, she ended up third place. Or she ended up fourth place, sorry. Fourth? Yeah. And the fifth place person was actually only 120. Huh. So the border hadn't changed much, actually. And I was in third place. I think someone else took me over. So all the people that had to get last place, basically, for me to remain in, did.
Okay.
If the people around me had all gotten first place, I might have gotten pushed out, just barely. But, yeah, so it worked out perfectly for me and the girl next to me. So then the very last game, the fifth game, was the final eight. And so I went into that in third place. But we start over. It's just one game, and top two people at the table move on. And so everybody's playing super conservative, and just one chick is just reach, 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 reach. Reach, 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 reach. Every time she reached, everyone else folded. And sometimes someone else would reach and not win. So for the most part, we were all hanging out around 20,000, and this chick was just like ending in 10 by every time because no one would deal into her hand. Finally, someone dealt into her hand, and it was me.
When she kept opening her hand, did she have really good hands? Were they like, oh yeah, I'm glad I didn't throw into that? Or were you kind of like, oh man, I kind of wish I had gone for it?
No, they were both. So one time, if I had gone for it, she was waiting for three of Bams, a gut shot. So I never got the three of Bams. So if I had gone for that hand, I actually would have gotten a full flush hand.
Wow.
And won probably the game. I would have won that hand too if I had just not folded. But I don't know. I mean,
yeah, it's.
I wasn't close to a full flush when I decided to fold. I was still pretty far away. But if I had gone for it, I would have ended up going for the full flush.
Right.
So when I folded, I was still probably four tiles away.
Yeah, it's hard to see that coming. You can't.
Yeah.
Really, just go for it. All the time. seems like a good fold at the time.
Yeah, and I did try to hang on as long as possible, and then it was just like, I can't get rid of these. And then there was a couple of times when I actually had the correct. I knew exactly what. All right, I didn't know exactly what she was waiting for, but I ended up folding on the exact tile she was waiting for. So I pulled the tile she was waiting for and decided to quit at that moment. So that felt kind of good.
Right.
Actually, in the second game, I had in my hand the eight of Bams and the three of Bams right next to each other, and I was like, okay, I'm going to discard the eight. And when I looked at my discard, it was the three.
I hate when I do that.
And she was winning. I'd swear I threw the eight. It must have changed when it was in the air
changed
or something.
In mid-air. It can
happen. Harry Potter tiles.
Quantum mechanics, it's a thing.
So that's how I got really negative on the second game, actually. I wasn't actually playing badly. It was actually just a mistake, complete mistake.
But having made it to the final eight, it just doesn't matter like what place you were in from the the first four games.
No, not at all. It just would have made it a little bit easier in the last game instead of the heart attack I had. Like, okay, is my second place enough? Like, did this chick... I didn't know what her score was. Did she take over me with that? I mean, we looked at the scores, but I never look at the scores because it doesn't really help me to calculate it unless you're going with the last hand and you just need to know how big of a hand you need to make.
Mm.
There was no guarantee that even if she took over me, I wouldn't remain, right? So it wasn't...
Because you don't know what's going on at the other tables at that point. It doesn't make as much sense as when you're really on the final table and you know exactly how many points you need to win.
Right. Yeah, so then, I mean, it wouldn't have made sense to take a risk just to push her out of first place so I could get first place, because with my score, there was a good chance that with second place I could still make it in the top five, so... Yeah, so that, I mean, I calculated that well. That didn't, it was good I didn't look at her score and try and push her out of first place. But yeah, it felt kind of good. They took pictures of the two final tables.
Nice. Was that televised at all, or the thing that was going to be televised was the next day?
The next day, and just the final table, so just the last four.
And so the last four is the two girls and the two guys from each day?
Top four girls, top four guys. And then one, I think, from each moves on to Saikyo-sen.
Really? So wait, you had... Oh, two people from...
We had eight people, so two tables, and it was tournament style. So the top two people.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
So the same as the WRC top 32.
Okay. It's too bad.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Good experience,
nice.
And you know, way to...
I got a few extra Twitter followers from it, I think.
There you go.
Because some of the other players tweeted for me.
Nice.
Thank
nice.
You, other players that tweeted for me. And it was. Sometimes in the past, like at Pro Queen and stuff like that, you get players that are really, a lot of female players a couple years ago were really inexperienced, really bad, and they were really bad about playing slowly, and taking a lot of time to shuffle tiles before dropping them in the table, so a lot of times games weren't finished in Pro Queen, and at the pro level, it might happen sometimes, but it shouldn't happen every game.
No.
So, that didn't happen once. We finished every single game. I'm not sure if every table finished every single game, but I finished every single game. So, the skill level of female pros has definitely gone up a lot in the past few years. And I remember complaining to Setokuma about it one time. Like, can you just mention that we don't have to shuffle so much? Because it's really slowing down the game. And he's like, no, it doesn't matter. You just have to win.
What a weird thing to say.
Because I was losing, so it sounded like I was blaming my loss on that, which I wasn't. I just wanted everybody to get their deal in.
It is annoying.
I really did not think that I lost because of that. I would have definitely lost anyway.
It's annoying how when we point out things that are wrong with the system, or their immediate reaction is like, "Well, you're just saying that because you're losing." It's like, no, really not. There's, can you actually look at what's being said and you know? Reason out. We're saying it for a reason.
It's beneficial to everybody. Even if I were saying it because I was losing, if you listen, it's beneficial to everybody.
It's trying to raise the level of play.
Yeah. And now, yeah, I don't feel like that happens anymore. I guess I'll find out at Pro Queen, the next Pro Queen, but it didn't happen the last time I played Pro Queen that I remember. Mm. And we have Pro Queen next month, so I'll report on that. But it's really good, so everybody's playing really fast, and I think, so the girl to my left, the lady, I guess, there are two ladies, I think, from Mew, Mahjong Union, which you wouldn't seen a few years ago. There's not that many girls in Mahjong.
There's not that
many people in Mahjong Union to start out with, and there's not that many girls,
right.
So I think that they've actually expanded a little bit. So you can kind of tell by the way they move at the table, it's a little bit different. As Mahjong Union, I think, is more of a Kenko Mahjong kind of, the healthy Mahjong, promoting healthy Mahjong thing. So, I don't know, she didn't play like the people who play in parlors. You know, like the way people move and discard their tiles and things in parlors. They didn't seem to move like that.
Huh.
They're a little bit more, I don't know how to say it, but... Maybe just not quite as used to. Maybe they play on the weekends kind of thing.
They play online more than with real tiles.
Yeah. I mean, it was fine, and they could score fine. So, I mean, in Mahjong Union, you have to be able to score up to 110 fu on the test.
Oh, man. Yeah, it is annoying. Every time 70 fu, everybody's just like, what is it again? Like, all right, so the first one is 2300, and then twice that would be 4500? And then dealer would be.
It's all sequential. 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And 6, 7?
No. It's 3, 4.
That's just Mahjong. Then it's just Mangan, huh?
No, 3, 4. And then 6, 8. 6, 8 is the only one that's not sequential.
Oya.
Yeah, so Ko is 2, 3, and 3, 4. 2, 3, and 4, 5. So if you do like all of them together, it's 2, 3, 3, 4. 4, 5, 6, 8. It's all sequential except for the 6-8. So if you can just remember that. 3, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? And then the ko is completely sequential. 2, 3, 4, 5. But that only helps if you win on someone else's tile. When you draw it, you're out of luck.
Well, if you draw it, you have a fairly good chance of actually getting close to Mongo.
Yeah, if you're going to draw your winner, just make sure you get Mongo on that.
You're pretty much there.
It's kind of halving it and stuff like that, so you can probably figure it out. And someone will tell you, but if you win on someone else's, you can say it real quick. Just 2, 3, or 4, 5. Or 3, 4, or 6, 8.
Wow, yeah, totally. I always just start from the bottom and then start doubling, and then like, it's, oh yeah, then I'm like, all right, it's probably about half of that again, so I'll say something around here.
Now you know. That's the little trick for the 70 foo.
The mnemonic.
Yes. So if you're the dealer, or if you're not a dealer and you're going to win with a 70 foo hand, remember, one han is 23, two han is 45. Good and one. If you're the dealer, one han is 34, two han is 68.
Very nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to play a little mahjong with some visitors from England, one visitor from England and one visitor from Germany.
Wow, nice.
It was pretty cool, yes. Although, actually, the visitor from England is actually he's really Japanese, but he lives in England now, working at a university in England.
So really?
He comes back a lot to work for his university. So he was in town, and he happened to know that this other guy was traveling, so they were like, they wanted to set up a meeting. So me and Gemma went and played mahjong with them. And they were pretty strong, too. They beat the crap out of us.
I wanted to go.
Gemma and I were the big losers. Maybe you would have actually shown them how pros can actually win a game. I did win one game, but they pretty much beat the crap out of us the rest of the time. But yeah, that was fun. It's fun to meet some players from other countries. And they do listen, so big shout out to Dinah and Philip for coming out and getting us to play a little mahjong in the parlor.
Nice.
Which I definitely don't do enough anymore these days.
Yeah, I need to go start playing free. Maybe now that all these jobs are done, I can go play some free. I'm turning in my last jobs tonight, and then catch up with some PokerStars stuff, and then yes. I should feel caught up, I think.
Jobs. Hope. Jobs. Need them.
I hope. I will be in Osaka on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Playing in Namba at Kabu. And then at Rio in Nagoya on Sunday. So if you live in the Kinki area, let's have some Kinki fun.
I will be playing online.
Nice.
So if you're near...
Stop that.
If you're near an online, you should play online.
I need to do that too. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow.
Premium time.
Yes. Tomorrow there's some pro things I can play. I was asked to play on Sunday, but I'm going to be coming home from Nagoya.
Are we all sort of asked to play on Sunday? Or
yeah, everyone was.
Were you specifically asked to play on Sunday?
No, they just said they want to get a count, so...
Of who's going to try to play?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, you know, tomorrow the... or not tomorrow, the Sunday, the Thunderbolt peoples are doing the Nakameguro Matsuri.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So we got to be carrying the Mikoshi through Nakameguro, like down up and down Yamate Dori. But it's the Thunderbolt people. You got to figure, and it's starting at 6 in the morning, you got to figure we are going to be absolutely wrecked by probably noon.
Maybe earlier.
Yeah.
6 a.m.
You got to figure. Actually, probably
you guys probably won't sleep.
Probably half the people that are going to show up are just going to be coming straight from Thunderbolt anyway.
Yeah, it's
right?
Sunday. It's Saturday night.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a disaster.
It's where they do it every year, right?
They do it every year, yeah.
So something must be going right.
Yeah. They haven't had any deaths yet, so yeah. I'm hoping that I will somehow find some way to get to a computer for an hour or two to play that thing. But
it's right by your house.
Yes, it's true. I could just ride ride over. It'd probably be a good tactical break, too, at some point. In fact, we might even just go by my house and just be like, hold on, you guys. I'm going to run in and play a game.
Yeah, sit here and sore for a while.
It's Tonpu-sen anyway. It'll go quickly.
Sometimes they really don't even move anyway. Sometimes you're just standing there for like...
Oh, man, now I wonder if that's the one that I've often seen walking by my house, and the one that one time I actually saw sort of a fight breakout.
Wow.
It was pretty
now
funny.
That you say it's the Thunderbolt people, story checks out.
I know, it is kind of funny. I've never seen any of those guys fight. I wouldn't imagine. They don't seem like the kind of people to actually fight. They do like lifting, weightlifting, and they did apparently a lot of them study karate.
Well, most people who study karate don't get in fights, I would say.
Yeah. So, one time there was a guy that was apparently getting rowdy at the bar, and I think it sounded like
they judo chopped him.
It didn't sound like they judo chopped him so much as like he was.
Anybody
he was
not in Japan. Yeah. Judo chop doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That's why it's funny.
Oh, that's true. No, he was like he was really trying to start a fight, and he was trying to hit them, and they were just trying to get him out. And by the time they sort of actually got him out the door, he ended up falling down the steps, and then he didn't really kill himself, but he made him pass out or whatever. And then Naoki shows up. There's a picture of him just splayed out at the bottom of the steps, like face
oh
all
God.
Bloody. And Naoki's like, "Wow, what happened here?" But apparently, yeah. But I don't think they had to do anything there. So I don't think the Thunderbolt people are fighters. But I don't know. Maybe it was somebody who, some outside person. Anyway, that's gonna be my weekend.
Sweet.
Birthday party and Mikoshi.
Birthday party, shocker.
Yeah, it's Scott's birthday.
Oh, Scott. Scott's birthday is important.
Yes, see?
I think I work with Scott's lovely... not work, but somebody that I now work with works with Scott's lovely wife, as far as I know.
Interesting. How that?
Because they said her name, and that she knew me through her husband. So that's the only person I know with that name.
Huh,
and I also know her husband first, so that would make sense, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was nice that she thought of me when she heard my name. Well, I mean, it's like a last name either. It could be somebody else.
That's true, yes.
Yeah.
Who knows?
There's Sing Jen. Or even if they just said my last name, it'd be flattering. She knows my last name.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, it felt nice.
We are one of a small group of foreign Wizong players in Japan.
Yes. Well, this was actually a job, a translation job, so
okay.
It might not have even known that I was a Mahjong player. I don't know. I did mention it, so maybe they knew. Who knows? Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, shall we go ahead and do that?
So, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can tweet at us. I am Garth E, GARTHEEE.
I'm Mahjong Jen, MAHJONG. J-E-N. Just one. No double letters in there. And also, I tweet mostly in Japanese, but I have been known to reply in English. So feel free to tweet at me. And also, I do lots of Seahawks tweets, so I know pretty much everyone else in the world is a Seahawks fan, just like me. So
makes
we can
sense.
Bond over that.
They're the world champions.
What other fan would you be? Niners?
That would be ridiculous, at least until they win again.
They have been winning, actually. It's not like they've been losing. They just lost
in their last game last year, which was to you guys. Or if you don't want to talk so publicly, you can also reach us in by email at I am Garth E, just with just one E, at reachmahjong.com.
And I'm Jen with two N's, J-E-N-N, at reachmahjong.com.
Thanks for listening all the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
See ya!